Finally today, for our trend tracking series, What's the New What? Youth Radio's Olivia Cueva. She's in college in ever fashionable New York City, but she grew up in Berkeley, California, still with a tie-dye hangover from the 60s. That's okay, says Olivia. Tie-dye has a new name and a new fashionista appeal.
What's the new what? I say ombre is the new tie-dye. Whoa, dude. Tie-dye is back. But this time, high-end designers are in the mix, trying to make sure that tie-dye's trip back to public consciousness isn't a bad one. They've even given it a shishi name, ombre.
Really what the definition is to shade, to dip dye.
That's Tracy Peace, director of a youth fashion program called Visions of La Moda.
The color graduates from light to dark, basically. It could be like a sky blue on top, and as it goes down, 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 down,
it becomes a darker blue, like a navy. For fashionistas, ombre was pretty shocking when it came floating down the runway at this year's New York Fashion Week. But a high-end tie-dye is pretty shocking in my hometown of Berkeley, California, where you don't have to be on your way to a dead show to show off your old-school tie-dye.
Spare a smile. Spare a smile.
Here on Telegraph Avenue, the tie-dye epicenter of Berkeley, the sidewalks are lined with vendors selling incense, political t-shirts, jewelry, and of course, tie-dye. I asked Sam Mikesell, a tie-dye street vendor, what he thinks about this symbol of 60s radicalism becoming high fashion.
I've never really heard of it, but I imagine it's just a lot like normal tie-dye. I mean, there's only so many ways you can really dye a shirt in multiple colors.
Well, that's not what ombre designers want you to think. And my friend Ariel Krizak agrees. She bought a green and white ombre dress at Forever 21.
Well, I mean, this is definitely a cocktail dress that I bought. I don't even think it's even that comparable to something that you'd buy on Telegraph because you wouldn't wear them to the same occasion whatsoever.
And if you're buying ombre from high-end designers like Stella McCartney and Marc Jacobs, it's pricey too. I recently searched the Nordstrom website and most of the ombre clothes sell for $200 or more. Even small items, like clutch bags and neckties. The kind of accessories that wouldn't be worn by stoners. You dig? Still, Tracy Peace advises all you flower children not to pull out your old tie-dye.
I would, you know, very kindly say, give it away, throw it away.
My friend Ariel Krizak has a kinder recommendation for those ex-hippies.
It's hella tight when people make their own tie-dye. Bring tie-dye back.
That's right. My friends just started inviting me to tie-dyeing parties. Good old do-it-yourself tie-dye. Not three-figure designer dip-dye. But instead of sitting around with lava lamps listening to Janis Joplin, we'll be bumping Zion Eye and taking tie-dye from far out to hella tight.
A take on the trends from Olivia Cueva from Youth Radio for our weekly series, What's the New What? Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.